It all started in 1969 with its creator selling it out of the trunk of his car. From that humble start in Southeast Michigan, Cream magazine went on to become one of the top music publications in the world. Founder and publisher Barry Kramer helped craft a magazine unafraid to be irreverent, to be profane, and it helped build the careers of some of the biggest names in music in terms of artists and writers. Now a documentary film is in the works about Cream. It's called Boy Howdy, the story of Cream, America's only rock and roll magazine. Its producer is eminently qualified to tell the story. J.J. Kramer is the son of the late Cream founder, Barry Kramer. J.J., welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us how this documentary came about, because I bet this is not the first time a filmmaker had approached you to do the story, is it?
You're absolutely right. I've been pitched on the idea a few times over the years, and in this time it felt a little bit different. I was connected with the director, Scott Crawford, through a mutual friend, Jan Uhelski, who is one of Cream's original founding editors. And Jan had a working relationship with Scott back in the, I want to say, the 80s or the 90s, as Scott had actually published his own music magazine called Harp, which employed a lot of former Cream writers. And so she vouched for him, spoke a little bit about his experience in the rock and roll industry and in the print industry, and then connected us, and we hit it off almost immediately.
What is the real story that you and Scott want to tell in this documentary?
What we really want to talk about is first how Cream initially came together. What we're going to be focusing on are those early years at Cream, from its 1969 launch to its subsequent rise as one of America's most popular music periodicals. It's really an amazing story if you think about it. It's this underdog story of this, you know, group of self-described misfits who came together in Detroit, which is by no means a media center. And within a few years, they were publishing arguably one of the most vital music magazines in the entire country, second only to Rolling Stone. They started in the Cass Corridor, then they moved out to a, you know, communal farm out in Walled Lake, and then back to Birmingham. They really stayed true to the area, never left Detroit.
What do you think your dad, Barry Kramer, wanted Cream to be and did not want it to be?
Let's start with a second question. I think what he did not want it to be was another Rolling Stone. First and foremost, the writers at Cream did not consider themselves professional journalists. They were really fans first. Everyone is a rock critic, and I think that their voices were just louder than everyone else's. They really wanted this to be iconoclastic and irreverent and raw and unapologetic. A lot of the other magazines at the time were sometimes accused of pandering to record labels or to artists. That's definitively what they did not want Cream to be. No matter who you were, if you didn't put out a decent album, then you were going to hear about it. In fact, I've heard a lot of stories told to me over the years that there were actually business cards made up in those early years at Cream, and at the bottom it said, F you if you can't take a joke. And that was kind of their MO, you know.
Now, you're doing a Kickstarter campaign. You're going to be to raise money for this film, getting a trailer together. So where are you in the filmmaking process, JJ?
Really just at the infancy, or in the infancy of the process. We've cut our Kickstarter trailer. We're just polishing it up right now. And if all goes according to plan, we're going to go live with the Kickstarter campaign early next week.
And when do you hope to have a film to show the world?
Winter 17 is what we're planning on. So obviously that can get moved up or pushed back depending on, you know, once we start to pull this thread in this massive, you know, Cream sweater, as I'll call it, and see how it unwinds and unfolds and all the different avenues that we're going to follow. It could lead to us, you know, pushing it a little bit further than the Winter 17 date, but that's what we're targeting.
Are you and Scott Crawford going to aim the film at those of us who were there? We bought Cream in the 60s and 70s and 80s before your dad passed. Or are you aiming it at those who weren't around and wondered just how cool this era was and what it was all about?
If we do it right, then it's going to appeal to both. I think that the story kind of transcends generations. So you have the nostalgic component from the folks who were there, and people are going to be telling stories, and people are going to be like, oh my gosh, I was at that concert, or I remember when that happened. There's going to be that component of it. But the story itself, this underdog story of people who came together and did something very special, sort of this lightning in a bottle type of situation, the right people, the right place, the right time, I don't think that's limited to a particular generation. I think that is a story that would appeal to, you know, folks of any age, and that's really my hope.
How can people follow progress? Have you got a Facebook page set up?
We've got a Facebook page, the Boy Howdy, the Story of Cree Magazine Facebook page. We also have a Instagram account. The handle is at Cree Magazine. And then we also have a CreeMagazineDoc.com website.
J.J. Kramer is the son of Cream Magazine founder Barry Kramer, producing a documentary film titled Boy Howdy, the story of Cream, America's only rock and roll magazine. Can't wait to see you, J.J. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.